Okay, good morning, Rav Osai. It is a very, very special Motzei Yontif Rishon Shal Pesach. Had a very, very special Seder, a very special Yontif. And today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet in Shabbos. We are holding Lamed Gimel on the base about halfway up. We stopped before the whole story about Rav Shimon Bar Yochai going into the cave, into the Me'ara. And we're at Ve'amai Koru Lei Rosh Hamedabrim L'chol Makom. We had been mentioning that there was a shaila posed to a bunch of rabbanim, and Rabbi Yehuda was the one designated by the Romans as the one who's supposed to answer all questions first. So the Gemara says the last word of my Gemara, the last word is Ve'amai, and then Ve'amai Koru Lei Rosh Hamedabrim L'chol Makom. Why do they call Rabbi Yehuda the guy who answers first? So the Gemara tells the story. The Yaspi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, all these three Rabbanim were sitting. The Yossi Yehuda ben Gerim Gabaihu. Rashi writes he was Yehuda, the son of Gerim. His parents were Gerim. They were sitting in front of them. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kama Noim Masem Shal Umazu. Rabbi Yehuda said, how great is this nation? All the actions of this nation, meaning the Romans. Rashi writes, as the Gemara explains, Tiknu Shvakim, Rishukim, they set up all these marketplaces. Tiknu Gesharim, they made all these gates, these bridges. Tiknu Mechatzos, they set up all these bathhouses. They've really built up the country. Rabbi Yossi sat there and Shasak, and he was kind of quiet about it. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, said, "Va'amar kol masha tiknu lo tiknu elo l'tzorich atzman." No, what are you talking about? They made that all that stuff they built. It's for themselves. Tiknu shukim lo shibahem zonos. They set up marketplaces to situate prostitutes. Remer chatzos. They put bathhouses la'adin behem atzman to kind of glorify themselves. To make themselves pretty and beautiful. Gisharim, for gates. Gates, I keep on doing that. They set up bridges. Litol lahem meches, to take tax when you cross the bridge. So halach, Yehuda ben Gerim, the Sipra Divrayim. Yehuda ben Gerim, who was sitting there listening to this give and take, he told over this story. So he didn't tell him to the Romans, right? He wasn't malicious necessarily, but Rashi says, L'tamida of Ola Aviv Imo. Right? And then inevitably, like things snowballed, and it evidentially, Vinishmu Lamalchus, and the Roman king heard about it. Amru, so they said, Yehuda She'ila, this Rabbi Yehuda who praised us, Yis'ala, he should become raised up, and he should answer first. That's how he ended up being Rosh Hamedabrim. Yossi Sheshasak, Rabbi Yossi, who was quiet, Yigle, has to go into Galus, we're going to exile him. Litzipori, not out of Eretz Yisrael, but Litzipori, to a city. He wasn't from Litzipori, but he had to be exiled to Litzipori. Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai, Shegina, that spoke badly about the Romans. Yehareg, we're going to kill him. So Azal Huver Ubrei, right, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Tashu Be Midrasha, they hid in the base medrash. Kol Yama Dahava Maisalu Debisu Rifta Vakuza, and his wife every day would bring him bread. And Kuza, what's Kuza? I forget. I think a cup of water, yeah, or a bottle of water almost. Right, there you go. Vekuza Damaya, and let's say a bottle of water. Vekarchi. What is Karchi? And they would eat it. And then they would sustain themselves through that. Kitakif gezerta, but when the gezera intensified, right, they started sending, I guess, people to look for them. Agav, why wouldn't they look for them in the base medrash? So I don't know. But okay, anyway, Lamaisa, so after that happened, right, so they started looking for them really, intensely. So Amar Lidibrei, Noshin Dekten Kala Alehim, women are easily kind of like convinced. Dilma Mitzar Le Umigalilon. Maybe they'll torture, your mother, and then she'll say where we are. So Ozlu, so they ran away, and Tashu Bemarasa, they hid it in a cave, right, without even telling his wife where he was going. Israchish Nisa, there was a miracle happened, in Ivri Luhu Charuva, there was a carob tree, Ve'ina Demaya, and a river of water, kind of showed up right out at the mouth of the cave. Vavu Mishalchi Minayhu, Vavu Yasve Al Tzavarayhu, Bechala. They would take off their clothes, and they would... Rashi writes, so they wouldn't get worn out, and then they would sit up into their necks in the sand. They would cover themselves in the sand, because it's not, you're not allowed to learn Torah if a person is naked, so they would cover themselves in sand up into their necks, and Kula Yoma Garsi B'idan Garsi, and then they would learn Torah all day. B'idan Slusi Lovshu Michse Umatzli, when the time for Tadavin showed up, they got up and they dressed themselves in clothing. They dress appropriately, right? That's another mukkar. There are many of them that a person should wear nice clothing when he davens. Certainly now being stuck at home for a long time, so it's, you know, instead of getting up and davening in pajamas, certainly it's important and chashuv to get dressed properly. You know, davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's what they would do. They would get out of the sand. They would get dressed. And they would daven umatzlu v'hadar mishachim inayu. Then they would take off their clothes ki'echi de lo livlu, so they wouldn't wear out. Oh, it's not Rashi, it's a Gemara. So they wouldn't wear out. Okay. Isvu Tresar Shani. Unbelievable. That was 12 years. They ended up staying in that cave. Bemarasa. In the cave. Also Elio, and then Elio finally showed up. Vekam apischa de marasa, and he stood at the entrance of the cave. Amar, and he said, Man lo de la bar yochai de meis kesar. Who will tell Bar Yochai, or Shem Bar Yochai, that the Caesar has died, Ubatil Xerate, and the Xerase, and the Xera is no longer, they're not looking to kill him anymore. So Baruch Hashem, Nafku, they heard and they took the hint and they came out of the cave. Chazu Inish or Inshi de Karbi Vizari. They saw someone who was plowing and sowing, I guess, what's it called? Zara is seed, right? Seeds, and Karve is plowing. Maybe the guy was working his field. Shem Bar Yochai, who had been stuck in the cave, learning Torah day and night, sustained by a miracle. Right, he was on such a high level, right? The Chazal, right, that he wrote the Zohar during that time. And he was on such a high spiritual level, he couldn't fathom people, you know, working the physical world, like making a parnasa, even plowing a field, he couldn't even fathom it. So, kol makom shenosnim enehem miad nisraf. Any place they would look was starting to burn up, because they were on such a high level, they were literally just, you know, burning up the world. Yatzta baskol v'amra lahem, baskol came out and said, la'achriv olami etzasem, what, you come out of the cave to burn my world? Right, Kosh Baruch Hu created the world in a physical manner, right? We live in a physical world, we have to certainly be dealing with Oskei Shemayim, but we also have Parnassa and physical things to take care of, right? It wasn't evil that the guy was plowing his field, he was doing Parnassa. But Reb Shem Bar Yochai, he was on such a level, he couldn't handle that, he couldn't understand that concept. So Chizru Lama Raskam, they went back into the cave, and Hadar Azul Isru Tresor Yarchi Shasa. So they ended up staying another 12 months, which is a year. In Omri, they said, Mishpat Rishayim Begehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. The Rishayim get punished in Gehenim for 12 months. And they decided, you know what, maybe we should go out. And yes, the Baskol, Amratsumi Maraschem, and Baskol came out. Elio and Ovi, I guess, was busy. And the Baskol came out and said, it's time for you guys to come out. So Nafku, they came out of the cave. Kol Heicha de Chavamachi, Rabbi Elazar, Havamasi, Rabbi Shimon. And everywhere, and apparently Rabbi Elazar hadn't really learned that lesson necessarily, because everywhere Rabbi Elazar looked, he would also start burning it up. But Rabbi Shimon, who had apparently come to understand a little bit that the world needed a physical aspect to it, and Rabbi Shimon, everywhere he looked, he would repair, he would fix what Rabbi Elazar, his son, had destroyed. Now, Marlo, he said to him, "Bani, dai la'olam ani v'ata b'hadi panya. Dai ba'olam ani v'ata. The world has enough, special holy people with just the two of us. We don't need to, meaning we don't need to hold everybody else to our standard. Don't start judging everybody like we did a year ago. B'hadi panya demale v'shabasa. So that was Erev Shabbos. Shabbos was coming, and Chazu Ahu Saba, they saw an older gentleman, Davanakit Tre Madane Asa. He was holding two, I always forget which plant this is, I think it's Hadassim. Hadassim and Aravos, which ones smell nice? I always forget. I think Hadassim. So he was holding two Hadassim in his hand. Viroit Bein Hashmashos, and he was running. He was Bein Hashmashos, which we're going to talk about on today's Amud, exactly when that is. But he was running home Bein Hashmashos. Amrulei, so they said to him, "Hani lama lecha? So what do you have these two branches for?" Amrulehu, he said to them, "Lechvod Shabbos. It's for Kavod Shabbos." So Gemara says, "V'tiski lecha bechad." So Gemara says, so they asked him, "What do you need two for?" So he said back to them, "Chag keneged zachor v'chag keneged shomor." Right? We know there are two aspects to Shabbos: zachor mitzvahs asay, shomor mitzvahs los asay. Right? We touched upon a little before that Shabbos and Yom Tov is an asay and a los asay, so that's zachor shomor that keneged those two things. So Amalei Lebrei, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to them, "Oh, chazai kama chaviv mitzvahs ayisrael. Look how much Bnei Yisrael cherish and value the mitzvos." So Yosef Adatayu, and he felt much better about how the Jews were relating to Akash Baruch Hu in this world. So Shamar Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Chasnei. So Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, his son-in-law, saw or heard, I guess, that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar came out of the cave. Venafek Lape, he went to visit him. Eluye lebebnei, he brought him to the bathhouse. Havalei arech le the bisrei, and he was kind of like cleaning off his skin. Chazu havebe pili begufe, and he saw that. Listen, he was sat in the sand for 12-13 years, so his skin was not smooth. Yeah, he had wounds in his skin. Havakabechi, and he saw Rabbi Shimon, but was crying. Not Rabbi Shimon. I think Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was crying because he felt bad that he was causing, that Rabbi Shimon's skin had been so abrased and injured. Because Nisru Dumaos Neiniv Kamtzuchole. Right. Yeah. Rabbi Pinchas was crying and his tears were going into the wounds of Rabbi Shimon. I'm like, Oi li sharaisicha b'kach. Oi vei that I saw you in such so you look so unhealthy. Rabbi Shimon said back to him, no, Ashrecha, it's good that you've seen me like this. If you hadn't seen me like this, so lo matasi di kach, you would not have found me like I am, meaning I had not been zocha to reach a tremendous high level. I wouldn't have gotten there without the pain that I, it was a necessary to get to this high spiritual level. It was necessary for me to hide myself in the sand, etc., and get to this physical situation. Demeikara, because originally Kiva Makshi Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Kushio, and Shimon bar Yochai would have a question. So Avam Mafarikle Pinchas ben Yair Tresar Peruke. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair could give him 12 answers. Lasof, but after Rabbi Shimon came out, Kiva Makshi Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Kushio, the table was reversed. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair would ask a question. Avam Mafarikle Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Esrin Va'arba Peruke. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai would be able to offer 24 different answers. So you see that again, Rabbi Shimon, the great level Rabbi Shimon was on when he came out of the cave. So Omer, so Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, "Ho, v'srachish nisa." Since there was a miracle, right? The nace, the carob tree, the water, the river, Elio and Navi. Since there was a miracle, eze iskin milsa. So let me go fix something up. Let me go. Once I have this tremendous, zchus, maybe I can kind of pay that forward. So Chetiv, as Pasuk says, "Vayavo Yaakov shalem ir Shechem." Right? Yaakov arrived shalem to Shechem, right from battles with Esav and Lavan. Rava says shalem begufo, shalem b'mamono, shalem b'taroso. He was shalem in three things, and he was in his guf, right? He wasn't limping anymore. Shalem b'mamono, he was wealthy, and his Torah was also totally perfect, right? Again, he had just given that gift to Esav also, so his money was he had been Kosh Baruch Hu kind of like restored his original wealth. Vayichan is pnei ha'ir, and immediately Yaakov camped outside the city. So Amarav matzbei atikin lahem. What did he do? Yaakov established some sort of coin. He was metakin a coin for the city. Apparently, that would increase the city's wealth or standing. Right? I guess it was you were more legit if you had your own currency. Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says no. Shukim or Shvakim tikin lahem. He set up some marketplaces for them, also making the city more wealthy and more legit. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says Merchatzos tikin lahem. He set up bathhouses for them, also to kind of like help out the city. I'm not sure exactly how. Okay, Beseder. Let me say there's definitely more here, but we'll go back there. So Rabbi Shimon wanted to kind of pay back or pay forward the chesed and the miracles that happened to him. So Amar, he said, Ika milsa debayedik tikune, is there something here that needs to be fixed? So Amulay, the people in the city said, Ika duchta dispe suffik tuma. Yeah, we have a road or a place that's suffik tuma, the isle tsara la kohanim la fuke, and it's, or la akufe, and the kohanim can't go there. Rashi says, "I also shook Sheva Safik Bo Makom Mavar Ha'ir LaRabin." It was apparently a big thoroughfare, and there was Safik Tuma, and the Kohanim couldn't walk there because they weren't sure, because of the Tuma, right? You can't go; Kohanim cannot become Tuma. It's awesome. So Amar Rabbi Shimon said, "Ika Inish the other is Chazek Bachatara." Does anybody know if maybe it was Tuma at some point? Does anybody know when people used to not have the Safik Tuma? What happened? What was the situation? Right? Maybe was it not a grave at some point? So he said, "Amarleis Husavas." An older person said, "Kan kitzitz ben Zakai turmise truma." I remember that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakai used to cut turmise truma. Turmise is some sort of plant, And obviously, Truma has to be Tohar. So if he used to plant here or cut here, these types of this Truma, it must be at some point that the Rishon ben Yochai, when Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was alive, so it must have been Tohar. So Avad Iyu Nami Yochi. So Rishon did the exact same thing. Rashi writes, meaning that he also, what is this Rashi? Rashi over here, yeah, he did a nace. Avad Iyu Nami Yochi, Hayy Makatsi's Termisin. He would also cut these fruit, and he threw them like on the ground. There was a miracle that saf hamis b'makom, and the mace rose up from where he was. B'makom shahu, v'tzinu lo makom akever, and therefore they marked off where the kever was, and that's some sort of right. Like Rabbi Shimon Yochai, a miracle happened to him, so he kind of performed the miracle to find out where exactly the mace was, and therefore kol heichad avakashi, everywhere where the ground was hard, it was tahar. Because obviously it hadn't been dug up. And every place where it was soft. So then he saw that he marked off it could have been tummy because it could have been dug up and there could have been meaning obviously the mace didn't stay there. It kind of picked its head up and then kind of dropped back down. So Rabbi Shimon kind of figured out everywhere which was tummy and tahor, and therefore the Kohanim were able to walk through. So Amar Ahu Saba. So that old person said, Ah, Tir Ben Yochai. Basic Kvaros, look, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, has made a basic Kvaros Tahor. And he was a snarky fellow. He thought that maybe there were more graves or more things that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai perhaps had not found. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Shimon said to him, if you had not been there, but even if you had been there, but you had not been counted amongst the people there who thought that this was a good idea, Yafa Ta'omer, you would have been allowed to question whether this is legit. But Achshav Sha'isa Imanu, but you were there, bro. Veninesa Imanu, and you were counted amongst the people who said it was totally fine. So that the Yomrus, now people will say, Zonus Mefarkasos Zuatzu, Tamei Chacham L'Kol Shagain. Even prostitutes will braid each other's hair, even though they're competing for the same wares. But Tamei Chacham, are we going to fight each other? Certainly, they should treat each other appropriately. Meaning, you were there. You were now. All of a sudden, you're saying, "Oh, maybe what you did was inappropriate." So Yav be'ain even achnafshei. Rabbi Shimon looked at him, and the guy passed away. Nafak l'shuka. Rabbi Shimon then went to the marketplace, and Chazei l'Yehuda ben Gerim. And he saw Yehuda ben Gerim, who wasn't malicious, but he that's how this whole thing started. Right? Apparently, there were four of them sitting there, and he knew Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have told the Romans about it. So it must have been Yehuda ben Gerim. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, Amar a dying Yesh Lezeba Olam. This guy's still alive. Come on, what is that? How does that work? It's also no Boenav Asu Gal Shalatzamos. So Rabbi Shimon looked at him, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Gerim turned into a pile of bones. Okay, that's a crazy story. And right, recounted usually on Lag BaOmer because Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai Zirtzed, etc. Right, Lag on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel on the Beis. That's where we got it. Today we started counting Sfira, so certainly. Definitely in Yana Dioma. Okay. Says the Heilige Mishnah, Shlosh Advarim Sarach Adam Lomar B'Soch Beso, Erev Shabbos in Chashecha. A person should announce or call out in his house three things before Shabbos hits. Isartem, did you take Meiser? Because you're not allowed to take Meiser and Shumas from the food on Shabbos, because that's Tikkun Mana, that's fixing something, making something halachic situation, halachically able to be eaten. That's also on Shabbos. I need to have all the food set up. Eravtem, did you set up the Eruvim? You're going to see the Gemara is going to talk about exactly what type of Eruv that is. Veliku es haner, make sure you guys light Shabbos candles. The Gemara is going to talk about this Lashon. Rashi over here just says, the parallel Lashon would have been Hidlaktem, right? It should have said Esartem, Eravtem, Hidlaktem, but that doesn't work out because he could tell. Meaning, Isartem and Eravtem is something that's not in the house. But, if he's in his living room and he sees that the candles are not lit, so the Maiser. Did anybody light candles around here? Well, obviously, you're standing at them. No, but the question of, did you take Maiser and did you set up the Eruvim? So that's already legit, because that's not right in front of it. Okay. Safik Hashecha, Safik Enech Hashecha. Let's say it's a Safik, whether it's dark yet or not. And again, we're going to use this to talk about when Bin Ashmashos is. I.e., if it's Bin Ashmashos, so Ein Ma'asrin Esavadai, you can't take Meister from something that definitely needs to be Meistered, because, well, we'll see in a second. Vein Mabilin is a Kalim, and you can't do Tfilas Kalim. Vein Malikin is an Eros, and you can't light candles. Aval ma'asher misad tamai, but you can't take ma'aser for a suffik. Uma arvin v'tomir nesachamin, and you can't set up an eruv. Right, we said before that you can't set up an eruv. You have to do the eruv before Shabbos. But okay, we'll see what exactly what's going on with eruvim over here. V'tomir nesachamin, and you can put hot food hatmana. You can do hatmana, which we're going to talk about. Also, hatmana is insulating food. On Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, but you're allowed to during Beit HaShemashos. You're allowed to insulate hot food. Just to explain here, we'll get to in a minute. But there are two types of items with which you can insulate food. There's something called Davar Hamosif Hevel and Davar She'eno Mosif Hevel. Davar Hamosif Hevel is something that will increase the heat level. Something that will Mosif Hevel. It will add heat. That's also whether it's before Shabbos or after Shabbos. But davar she'eino mosif hevel, you're allowed to do before Shabbos, and that's what the question is over here. Even Beit HaShemashos, you're allowed to insulate hot food with davar she'eino mosif hevel during Beit HaShemashos. Okay, so let's go weiter, and we'll talk about the Mishnah. So minani mili, how do you know that you should call out and check that these three things really for candle lighting? But how do you know that a person should check and ask and say that you should digi-light candles? Amar Rabbi Shob and Levi, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, V'yadata ki shalom ha'olecha ufakata navecha, navcha, or navcha, shalom velo sechata. And make sure there's shalom in your house, right? We said before that candles lead to shalom bayis, and then it will lead, you won't sin. Amar Rabbi Barav Huna, afagav, Amar Rabbanan, shlosh advarim, tzarech adam lomar, etc. Even though the Rabbanan said the statement, tzarech lememirin hu b'nichusa. You have to say them nicely. Don't yell, don't scream. Just ask. Ask politely. So people will accept from you. It's a general muster, but it's certainly shayach here. Don't yell and scream, did you do this? Did you do this? But just ask nicely so people will accept it. And it's certainly, this is certainly common practice and common sense. As Rav Ashi says, Amar Rav Ashi, I didn't hear the statement for Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, but kiyamti miswara, I did this on my own logic, because obviously it makes sense, right? Just tell people nicely and don't yell at them. So Gemara says, okay, hold on. We had a contradiction in the Mishnah. Hagufa kasha. The Mishnah itself is difficult. Amarta, you said, shlosha dvarim tzarech adam lomar b'sok beso erev Shabbos im chashecha. You have to say do these three things before nightfall. Okay? Im chashecha in, sofik chashecha, sofik ein chashecha, lo. Before it's dark, yeah, you do all these three things. But if it's a suffix, whether it's dark not or not, lo, then you can't do all these three things. The hadar tani, and then you taught me at the end of the Mishnah, if it's a suffix chashecha, suffix eino chashecha, if it's Beit HaShemashos, we don't know whether it's Shabbos yet, so then ma'arev, you are allowed to do an eruv. So at the beginning of the Mishnah said you have to check and make sure the eruv is done before Shabbos, and at the end of the Mishnah it said you can even do an eruv Beit HaShemashos. So skip the simon over here. Yeah, that's a little bit of a weird two dots. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Lo Kasha, no problem. Kan be'eruvei tchumim, kan be'eruvei chatzeros. It's a different type of eruv. And just to clarify and explain, there are certain types of eruv. We're used to the eruv that we have outside. Right? Is the eruv up, right? Allowing us to carry within Dirabonan Rishus. But there are other types of eruvim that we're not as familiar with. There's something called an eruv tchumim. Basically, there's a din called Tchum Shabbos, which you may or may not be familiar with, that a person is a din derabbanan, but has a smichus, or we're going to see it has a smicha in the psukim, that basically a person has 2,000 amos to walk on Shabbos. A person should rest on Shabbos, he should have a tchum, a place where he is bound to. That's usually halachas outside the city. So obviously, if you live in a big city, so it's not as practical. Right? You're not gonna. But when you lived in a, let's say, a village or the cities were not so big, so 2,000 amos from where you are. If you wanted to go more than that, you could put a tchum. You could put an eruv. 2,000 amos from where you were staying, and then you had another 2,000 amos. Who says if the eruv was tofes makom? You were the phrase is kone eruvo. That the eruv was kone. It acquires a place for you. It's as if you're staying now at the Eruv. And again, the Eruv consisted of food. Okay? So that needs to be done Erev before Shabbos. Now, that's a Rashi. If you look over at Rashi over here, Tikkun Ma'al Yedas Mecha Rabbanan Tchum Makroi. That whole institution of Eruv Tchum is based on the Psukim, and the Gemara says in Erevin, as we'll learn, in Mitzvah Shem in a couple of months. But Erev Chatzeros is a Chumra Ba'alma. Now, what's Erev Chatzeros? Basically, back in the day, the way they used to set up the apartments is that they used to have houses, and everybody would share a chatzer in the middle. They would share like a courtyard. And basically, Chazal were talking Erev Chatzeros, which is not such a big deal, it's just a Chumra. Basically, they would take some food from everybody, and they would put it in one of the houses. Usually bread. They would put it in one of the houses. That was the Erev Tchum, and then the Erev Chatzeros, sorry, and then everybody could carry within the courtyard. So Erev Tchumim is much more serious halacha. Erev Chatzeros was more of a chumrah. So Erev Tchumim, that needed to be done before Shabbos, but Erev Chatzeros, that could be done even b'nei Shmashos, and that's the different types of Eruvim in the Mishnah. Ava Amar Rava, and Rava says, Rava says, Amar lo shnayim tsei v'arev aleinu. If you say to two people, go out and make an eruv. Go make an eruv for us. And maybe you don't have to set your own eruv. Someone else can set your eruv. So you said to two different people, set an eruv. V'arev le'echad irev olav mibod yom. One guy set up an eruv before Shabbos. U'le'echad irev olav b'nei Shmashos. And the other guy set up an eruv during b'nei Shmashos. Zesh Erev Alav Mibod Yom, the guy who set the Eruv up before daytime, Nechal Eruvo B'nei Shmashos. Again, an Eruv is food. So the food, again, the halacha is that the Eruv needs to be in existence when Shabbos comes in. Afterwards, doesn't matter what happens to it. But once Shabbos hits, the Eruv has to be in existence, and then the Eruv is set up, etc., etc. But this guy set up the Eruv before Yom Tov, before Shabbos, sorry. We're holding Yom Tov. Before Shabbos, but B'nei Shmashos, his Eruv was eaten. V'zesh irev alav b'nei Shmashos, and the guy who set up the eruv b'nei Shmashos, nechal eruvo mi'chashecha, his eruv was eaten afterwards, when Shabbos hit. So the Gemara says, shneim kana eruv. Both eruvs, as we said before, the language is kana, both eruvs work. Both eruvs acquire. So Gemara says, wait a second, mimano shach. Either way, it shouldn't make sense. It shouldn't work. I b'nei Shmashos yamama, if b'nei Shmashos is daytime, so basra likne kamalo likne. So the second one should work, and the first one should not work. The Ibanish Mushus Lele, but if Banish Mushus is nighttime, Kama Likni, Basralu Likni. The first one should work and the second one should not work. So the Gemara says, you're right. Banish Mushus Sveikahu, really Banish Mushus is a Safik. The Sveikah Derabanan Lakula. And if you have a Safik and a Dindarabanan, right, the whole concept of an Erev is a Dindarabanan, so then Safik Derabanan Lakula. Okay. Amar Rava, Rava says, Viter, Mipinema Amru Ein Tomdin Badavash Eno Mosif Hevel. Mishecha Shecha, what is the reason why you can't do Hatmana, again, insulation, with Davar She'inu Mosif Hevel, with an item that does not add heat after nightfall? Gzeira Shemei Artiach, because it may be that you'll come to make it hotter. Maybe the food, you'll check the food, it's not as hot as you would like it to be, and then you'll end up heating it up on something else, on a source of heat. So Amalei Abayi said to him, "Ihachi b'nei Shmashos nami nigzor." So if that's true, so why don't we go there also b'nei Shmashos? Why is it only usher once Shabbos hits? Why do we say that it's mutter to do hatmana b'nei Shmashos? That's what the Mishnah said. So Amalei said to him, "Stam kederos rotrosein." No, because stam kederos, a regular stam pot on b'nei Shmashos, is already boiling, right? But just in terms of my own Shabbos prep, the soup is boiling. And then you take out the hot plate and you put it on the hot plate. And that's how you go into Shabbos, right? The soup is usually going into Shabbos, the soup is already hot. Anything that, you know, you need to be making for the meal, it's cold and you take it out of the fridge and put it on the hot plate a minute before Shabbos, the hot plate's not going to heat it up. Right? The blech is not going to heat it up to a standard that you're comfortable with. So usually pots will go into Shabbos. Stam kederos are going to be rotchosein, they're going to be boiling. So you don't have to worry about b'nei Shmashos. We're not concerned that you can end up heating up this pot on Shabbos. V'amar Rava, Rava says, Amud Beis, why can't you do hatmana? Why can't you insulate a pot with something that will add heat even before Shabbos? Right, it's Friday. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What's the problem? Because gzeira shemiyatmin beremetz sheish bagachelitz. Because maybe what are you going to do? You're going to heat it up with a remetz, with some ashes that still has a coal inside of it. And you may come to stoke the coals, as we're going to see in a second. Amalei Abayi v'yatmin. Abayi says, so who cares? But it's ashes. There's a coal. What's the difference? So Gemara says, so Rava said to him, gzeira shemiyachad b'gecholim. Because yeah, if you have coals in there, we had before that you were concerned that you may end up stoking the coals. And that would certainly be an issur of havara on Shabbos. Okay. Tana, we talked about Banish Mushrooms before, and that's good to figure out what exactly that is. Tana Robana. We have a whole discussion that's going to take us, I think it's the next block. Right. We're not going to get through all of it today. Tana Robana. We learned it already. So, Banish Mushrooms, Sufik Minayom, Sufik Minalayla. It's a question whether it's day or whether it's night. Sorry, my bad. There are three possible situations or opinions or, I guess, halachic entities in terms of Banish Mushrooms. There are three options, right? We said before it's Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila. So you might have thought if there are two possibilities, either it's day or it's night. So the Braisa here says there are three possibilities, actually. And we're going to see what the Nafka Mina is in a few minutes. Banish Mushrooms could be either Sufik Mina Yom Mina Laila. It could be either day and night. Sufik Kulo Mina Yom. Or it could be entirely day. Sufik Kulo Mina Laila. Or it could be entirely night. And therefore, matilo noso lechomesh neyomin. Therefore, we take the chumras as if it is 2 days. And we'll see what that means in a second. But just to explain, so obviously, Friday turns into Shabbos at one split second. We, as humans, are not able to figure out exactly when that moment is. So as we're going to learn, there's a period of time, which is Banish Mushrooms, which is when it's going from daytime to nighttime. And it's unclear exactly when that change takes place. So pick any moment within Banish Mushrooms. Let's say Banish Mushrooms is, I don't know, 10 minutes. So either you have, you know, in a 10-second span, or even a 1-second span, it's either entirely day, it's either entirely night, or you're hitting on the moment when it changes. But that moment is terrifying. That moment is a split second. So if you take a period of time, you could have both day and both night, because it could have changed smack in the middle of that moment in time. Okay, so we're going to see why that's to what halacha that plays in. Ezu ben Hashmasho, says the Braisa, Mishatishka Achama, from when the sun goes down, Kol's man shepi mizrak ma'adimin, as long as the eastern part of the sky, again, the sun sets in the west, so the eastern part of the sky is turning red, hichsiva takton, when the bottom part of the sky has become darker, v'lo hichsiva elyon, but the top is still not dark, Banish Mushrooms. It's still, that's Banish Mushrooms. Hichsifa Elyon, if the top now has gotten darker, so then Vehishvi Latachton, and then it's become the exact same as the bottom. So Zehu Laila, that's how you know it's nighttime. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Kedei She'aloch Oda Mishatishka Achama Chatzi Mil. Rabbi Nechemya says, forget the sky, I'll give you the amount of time. From when the sun goes down, once the sun sets, you got the time it takes for a person to walk half a meal, it's about 10 minutes. At that point, it's nighttime. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Banish Mushrooms can be fine. Banish Mushrooms is like a blink of an eye. Zenichnas v'zeh yotzeh, day leaves, or I guess the opposite, night comes and day leaves, v'yev shalamot olav, but you can't actually figure out when it is. So, Amar, matilin oso l'chomer shneyam. So when we said that, therefore we take the chumras of Banish Mushrooms as if it's 2 days, my hilchasa. So who cares? Like, what does that mean? What does it have to do with anything? I'm Rabbi the Breder of Yeshua, Linyan Toma, regarding Toma. Kid, it's not like another Mishnah, and it's going to be about hilchazov. Right? We said it just a preface, we said what we had before. I forget if it's already Brachos or Shabbos, but the Zav is like this, is that the din of a Zav is someone who sees an emission, some sort of Tame. Weird emission. If a person had one emission, so then everything is fine. It's no big deal. Nothing is. There's no halachic experience, right? It becomes tameh, meaning he becomes tameh like anybody else's tameh, but he just goes to the mikvah and then he's done. Once he sees two emissions, then he has to wait 7 clean days. And if he sees 3 emissions, then he has to also wait 7 clean days and bring a korban. Now, how do you define 2 emissions and 3 emissions? So there's several possibilities. Either he sees one day after the next, or he sees it in an entire day. I mean, if he sees 2 in one day, so then he's tummy 2. If he sees one day and then another day, so that then he also sees 2. And same thing with 3. So if he sees 3 in a single day, he's tummy has seen 3 emissions, has to wait 7 days and bring a korban. Or if he sees in 3 days in a row, so the same thing. Okay? So now back in the Gemara, Kiddetan, like we know, the Mishnah is in Zavim. Rosh Mei Yomim Banish Mushrooms. Let's say a person saw 2 emissions, back-to-back days, but Banish Mushrooms. So let's say Sunday night Banish Mushrooms and Monday night Banish Mushrooms. Okay? So He says, Suffolk Lutuma Ula Korban. He's a Suffolk, whether he is Tame, i.e. 7 days, or if he has to bring a Korban. Now, how does that work out? Because you have three possibilities. Either it was Sunday and Tuesday, and therefore he saw two emissions, but not 2 days in a row, and therefore he saw one emission, and therefore he's not Tame 7 days at all. It could have been Sunday and Monday. It could be that the Bein HaShemashos, again, if we say that Safik Yom, Safik Laila, it could have been that the Bein HaShemashos, the first day was Sunday, and the Bein HaShemashos, the second day was Monday, and therefore he saw 2 days, and he has to keep, he's Tame 7 days, but he does not need to bring a Korban. Or it could have been Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. How's that possible? If he saw at the exact, again, as if we have Safik, if it's Safik of both days, right, maybe that time when he had the emission, it was both Sunday and Monday, and Monday and Tuesday. Meaning both days he hit the mission hit at the exact same time when it was turning from day to night. So that's considered as if he had an emission Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So he has, so therefore he has a suffix whether he has an tuma or korban. He doesn't know exactly, you know, what he has to do. Ra yom echad ben hashmashos. If you saw on the first day ben hashmashos, just 1 day, then suffix tuma. It's unclear whether it was tame or not. Meaning it's unclear whether it was day, whether it was night, or maybe it was both days, and then he saw a mission 2 days in a row, and then he has to count 7 days, and then go to the mikvah only after he has 7 clean days. Okay, fine. So that's the halacha that's possible that comes out from this. Just a little further, hagufa kasha. What's a problem? So we said it, Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Gemara is going to quote it, so I don't have to go back to it. But Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a little bit problematic because Amarta, you said, Ezu ben Hashmashos, what's ben Hashmashos? Mishna Tishka Achama. Once the sun goes down, calls man Shepnei Mizrach Ma'adimim. As long as the eastern sky is turning red, implying that Yichsif Tachton v'Yichsif Elyon, that if the dark part of the sky got dark, the bottom part of the sky got dark, and the top did not, Lailahu, that's already nighttime. The other Tana, but then you said, Hichsev HaTachton, Volo Hichsev HaElyon, Bein HaShemashos. But then you just said that if the bottom is dark, but the top is light, so then that's Bein HaShemashos. So Amar Abba Bar Amar Huda Amar Shmuel, Kroch Utani. Kroch means combine the two, right? Like we had Korech, it's a sandwich. So combine the two things and teach it together. Ezu Bein HaShemashos, what's Bein HaShemashos? Meisha Tishka Achama, when the sun has gone down. Calls man the pnei mizrach ma'adimin. As long as the sky has gotten red, v'yichsef ma'tachton, and the bottom is getting dark, v'lo yichsef alyon, and this top part of the sky is not dark yet; it's still light. Not mi bein hashmashos. That's also bein hashmashos. But yichsef alyon. But once the top part of the sky has gotten dark, so then v'shav la'tachton, and it's equal to the bottom part. Then lila. Then it is nighttime. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. A little bit different, right? This was Rabba. Now it's Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hachi Gatani. This is what it means to say. Mishatishka Achama. When the sun goes down, calls Ma'ashe Pnei Mizrach Ma'adimin. As long as this eastern sky is turning red, Yom. That's for sure daytime. Hichsif Takton. When the bottom part starts getting dark, V'lo Hichsif Elyon. But the top is not dark yet. That's the light. That's Bein HaShemashos. Hichsif Elyon. But once the top has gotten dark, V'shava LaTachton, and it's exactly the same as the bottom. So then Lila, then Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is nighttime. Okay. So in Mitzvah Shem, we'll go weiter tomorrow. Or I guess if you're listening to this in a row, right, in a Chutz La'aretz, it's going to be 3 days of Yontif. So if it's already Motzei Shabbos, so we'll do Mitzvah Shem, we'll do Lamed Hey tomorrow. All right. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful Yom Tov.